Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to 100% Healthy. I'm your host, Julie Renee. I'm a speaker, author, and master health activator. The journey to 100% health may be easier than you think. Real health, the 100% kind, is unrelated to age or previous health failings or illnesses. Our show explores your divine human blueprint and gives you a direct line to your own magnificent design. You can be 100% healthy. Remember, you can count on 100% Healthy to provide you with the simplest and most direct information from source for maintaining your health, vitality, love, and wealth. We are committed to helping you discover your 100% healthy lifestyle. Together, we can get you back to your best self, living in your own personal Garden of Eden. Stay tuned. Your health activation goes live in a flash.
Welcome to the show and happy Memorial Day. Hope that you're having a blissful and peaceful day today. I know many of you were out at picnics. Maybe you were one of those that were enjoying the wonderful weather. We actually had we were socked in with low clouds and a little bit of drizzle out here in Northern California, but I was able to have a wonderful hike in Tennessee Valley, and there were just hordes of families out there walking to the ocean. And what a beautiful day to be at the beach, not in a bathing suit today, but just really the energy was so high and so pristine. And actually, while I was walking on the beach, I was remembering being in Glastonbury, England, going on a Mists of Avalon tour, really the King Arthur Legends tour. And, you know, the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland, and in Tintagel in England, they all have kind of a similar feeling to the Northern California coastline. So in Tintagel, there's actually Merlin's Cave underneath the two layers of kingdoms that existed above it. There's ruins from the 800s, I think, and ruins from the 12 or 1400s that were both castles in Tintagel. And, you know, it was just a joyous time to be out exploring. And, you know, part of having a really healthy life and getting over stress is living life in balance and taking time to be out in nature. And even if you're having some stressful moments, I'm thinking about the vets here, whether you're dealing with flashbacks or kind of that feeling of flat affect or no real sense of being connected with your emotional body. Getting out in nature and walking by the beach, walking on a mountain is going to be really, really good for you. And today's show actually is dedicated to helping people with post-traumatic stress, whether it be from the military experiences or it be from just something, you know, that was really traumatic that happened to you in life. And I want to talk about the blueprint a little bit. So I give you the Divine Human Blueprint, and then how post-traumatic stress plays out in the blueprint, so you'll have a better understanding of how actually this all goes together and how to unhook it or unravel it. So this first section, we're just going to talk about the blueprint itself. So your Divine Human Blueprint begins with perception, and that's both things that are in the emotional body and things that are in the mental body. And if you've worked with a healer before, or perhaps you're religious and you've read scripture, you'll know that there are curses and black magic. And then if you're involved with the, you know, kind of the psychology lingo, you'll have heard of at least memes, if not miasms also. And all of these belong in perception. So your emotional state and your mental state are the basis of your perception, but they are affected also by curses, black magic, memes, which is group mind, and miasms, which is group mind virus. So that's perception. That's the first of four elements in the human blueprint. Now, the second element is human essence, and that essentially is human spirit, and we really distinguish it as essence as opposed to spirit or soul. In our culture, we tend to lump spirit and soul together, and even I have in my past writings said your soul path. But in actuality, the soul is the outer protective layer of the spirit, and the spirit is human essence, essentially. So I'm going to just call it human essence so that there's no mistaking it. That which is our light, that is our immortal being that comes with us in and out of body. So before you were born and after you go, whether you believe in multiple lives or you believe in a heaven or a paradise, that human essence continues. From human essence, we go into matter, and we're really talking about human matter because we're talking about the human blueprint. So that which is physical, we're talking about the cellular body, the brain, the glands, the organs, the systems, the bones, the carrier fluid, everything that physically exists as matter, including, and very importantly, the DNA. And then finally, our fourth piece of the Divine Human Blueprint is energy, and specifically human energy. And our energy body is directed from matter. So actually, perception goes into, so before there was a physical body, there was the thought of a physical body, goes into creating essence. Essence is our spirit that directs matter on how to program the DNA. And then matter directs, so the DNA actually directs the energy body from appearing. So it supports the energy body in appearing. So you have the chakras, the meridians, the aura, the human access portal, which is really where the human spirit goes into the body. That's in the back of the head. And then our halo, our golden rings, and many other components to the energy body, our nadis, all the little different things that energetically run our body. And so that is actually your Divine Human Blueprint in a tiny nutshell, just like the very outline of it is all of what is perception is in the thought realm or the emotional thought realm. All of that essence, which is spirit, soul, but all the light that is us, matter being all that is physical, that is us, and then energy finally. And you can see how beautiful the human blueprint moves together. It's interwoven. It flows one to another to another. And one relies on the other to exist. And this concept a little bit different than what we've been thinking of, which is body, mind, spirit, which are three separate fragmented pieces that don't flow together. There's these three different things that we've been described as. And I want to say that this is a much more accurate picture when we look at perception, essence, matter, energy. And you just see how that really just everything depends on everything else and it is layered in. You know, when you have a blueprint, you have pages of the blueprint and you've got the page that's perception, you've got the page that's essence, the page that's matter, and the page that's energy. And then you lay them all one on top of the other. Say you have a clear screen and you can just see from that clear screen each of those designed outlines are showing up. So each one added in and added in until we have a perfected human experience. With post-traumatic stress, what we're going to be looking at is, first of all, how post-traumatic stress affects a person in their perception, essence, matter, and energy, and then how we can use the Divine Human Blueprint to heal, to recover ourselves, to restore ourselves. And the first point that I'd like to make regarding post-traumatic stress and how it affects essence in matter is that when you are experiencing post-traumatic stress, your spirit does not occupy your body. So your human essence, your beautiful light being, is not inside your body. It's not habitating there. And if you've gone through post-traumatic stress, you'll either feel a big veil of a wall of where am I? I can't get into myself. I can't feel my feelings. Or you'll feel inhabited, like a little bit crazy, like you're not in touch with what's happening around you. If you're having flashbacks, that might even be like all of a sudden you know you're in your living room, but all of a sudden you're seeing a battle going on, or you're experiencing, you know, something really traumatic, a brutal, violent episode, or something is happening, and all of a sudden, you're not there. So that means essence is no longer occupying matter. Perception, and we'll start here in perception, is that this post-traumatic stress is a massive malfunction of perception. So you see how that really that like triggers a kind of perception which causes the human essence to flee from matter, from the physical body. So it also is causing a person to either experience, if they're having the flashback part, experience something that's happened long ago in present time as if it were already happening. And that gets imprinted, the information shoots down into matter, into the physical body, and into the energetic body. And that information is as if it had just happened. So you're really going through this experience as if it just happened. And physically, really kinesthetically, your physical body is responding as if it's in the trauma that happened years ago. And it's possible that in a flashback, your systems might even shut down. So you're unrelated, you're being unrelated to your body, and your perception is now in a big malfunction program. The next part of the malfunction of post-traumatic stress is that it can... Actually, not the post-traumatic stress itself, but the event from the post-traumatic stress, so the event that causes the post-traumatic stress, that event, whether it was a brutal rape or it was witnessing, you know, extreme violence in war or some other very traumatic experience, and I'm going to say it's on the extreme trauma, that can actually damage human essence or spirit. And although we say that our spirit is limitless, the spirit actually, the human spirit, human essence, I'm going to go back and forth saying it in both ways, can be damaged, can have information in it that is harmful to the light, and can actually dim. It can grow small. We see that in scripture, in the Gnostic scripture. The human spirit grew very dim. The light almost went out in all of humanity. That's a beautiful conversation. So, but we know that the light of spirit can wane, can dim. And this can happen when you're experiencing extreme stress. Okay, so from the damage to human assets, we're going to look at how it affects matter, and that would be human matter. So the post-traumatic stress itself is stored in the cells. So it will be triggered from the cells. And actually, that is why we have such an incredible result with turning around post-traumatic stress with our brain healings that are done in our live events. When we do them, there aren't any upcoming live events right now, but we do one-day brain healings. And they're not really healings per se, but you will feel healed when you've finished with your session. It's a 5-hour session, and 3 of those hours are dedicated to restoring the brain to its innocence and really turning the lights back on in the brain. And that's a health activation rather than a healing. So we're activating the blueprint in such a way, using quantum energy, to restore the original master cell that was there when you were 7 days after conception. That master cell, perhaps in the brain, perhaps in the first brain, the reptilian brain, that taught all the cells around it how to grow into a brain. So super intelligent, it's kind of like the Superman or Xena warrior princess of cells, because it's very powerful and it has a lot of information in it. So what we're doing in the one day is we're activating that master cell to its perfected state and then helping it to teach the other cells how to go to 100% and then starting a cascade of cell growth from the mitochondria. So, and that's a lot of technical information on the blueprint, but from the information, the post-traumatic stress that's stored in the cells, which needs to be released, we can actually look at how, if that information is so traumatic and stored in the cells, that it can actually turn off your chakras or your nadis, or it can make your aura go black or gray. And so you might be walking around in a death shroud of a sort. And so people see you as depressed. And certainly in a black aura, you will be experiencing a level of depression. You know, I was so fortunate last summer to have a dear friend, Bill, from Phoenix, Arizona, come in to one of our workshops, and we did one at the Institute of Noetic Science. And Bill is a stem cell researcher and has developed products to help recovering burn victims, and also this product has just gone global because it restores the skin for women. It's a beautiful beauty product. And Bill is a Vietnam vet and had really suffered from this post-traumatic stress in a really uncomfortable way, in that he lost his sense of feeling and he couldn't access it. And he has grandchildren that he loves spending time with. But he really just would always go through the motions and, do the right thing, like just do the right thing out of a mental response without having access to his emotions. And over the course of the weekend, we did the brain healing and the nervous system healing. And we did a few other healings where we activated different areas of the body to 100%. But the brain healing, the brain activation, and the nervous system activation were really the ticket for Bill, who left the event and flew down to Southern California to meet his grandchildren at Disneyland. And for the very first time since he was, a soldier in Vietnam, probably 18, 19 years old, Bill had access to his emotions. And he was able to experience joy and laughter and elation. And his emotional body was available for the first time in many, 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 many years. And I got an enthusiastic email and several enthusiastic calls about how happy he was and how it had been so miserable to live with this veil, this kind of blindness, where he couldn't see. And all of a sudden he could. I like that, the song Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. And I think post-traumatic stress is really like being blind in many ways. And if you live in a state of post-traumatic stress every day, that's going to be really amplified. You're going to be unrelated as a spirit to your body. A lot of people have stress episodes that trigger post-traumatic stress, and you may go through a few weeks every year where you're in your PTSD mode, but you don't live with it all the time. And so you might even recognize the difference of, it might even feel when you're going through your post-traumatic stress like you're grieving. And that's, you know, that's a natural experience to have some dark access to some dark emotions, but really no elation, no joy, no jubilation, no bliss. And I was just looking at the Bhagavad Gita. Let me see if I can see. Yeah, here it is. These two parts of the world, the bright and the dark, are considered to be eternal. By one, one returns not, and by the other, one returns. And we can look literally at the return of the spirit returns into the body, or the spirit remembers that it is connected with God or divine. And the other way, we live in a fog or in absence of who we are. And so for those suffering from post-traumatic stress, it's my real passion to help you really heal this wound and to permanently remove it, eradicate it from your experience so that you may return in your essence, in your being, to your divinity, your state of connection and joy, and reunite with the divine in yourself, in your body, and experience the Garden of Eden. So how we look at that bringing things back is we don't really go specifically to the problem unless there are really very specific. With Bill, I didn't look at what was the post-traumatic stress. He was in a group. He was with 23 people in a room for 3 days having group healings. So, of course, we didn't very specifically look to remove the problem. What we did was we removed all the memes, mayas, and black magic curses, all the thought forms that were affecting Bill. And then we restored the brain to its brilliance, to its bright state. And so we restored the reptilian brain, the instinctual brain. And a lot of times post-traumatic stress is stored, those memories are in the instinctual brain or in the emotional brain. So brain one, the instinctual brain. Brain two, which looks like a portobello mushroom on top of brain one, which is kind of brainstem, and brain two, the emotional brain, we bring that up to its 100% state. Then brain three, which is the right neocortex, it's the creative brain. Brain four, the logical brain, and that's the left neocortex. And then brain five, which is the frontal lobe and the genius brain. And so it based on the stress, it may be stored in any of those brains. It could be stored in all five, but not likely, but it could be. And so what I see is reduced function as if the person's had a brain injury when post-traumatic stress is really severe. And a lot of the channels, the whether it be the neurotransmitters or the actual communication channels, don't work well once a person has the post-traumatic stress until they've had this brain activation. Now, you may be wanting to get started with this process now that I've kind of described it. And there's a couple ways to get going on this. A very simple way to just get started is go into julierenee.com website, and I want you to look under meditations, and you're going to find a meditation called Brilliant Brain. And this is going to get you going on your own healing, so you're going to work on yourself. Another thing that I'd like you to also look at is on the right-hand side of the website, julierenee.com, upper right-hand side, you could put in your first name and your email address. And that program is called Fatigue to Fabulous, but it's actually a program that's a 5-part series on healing stress. And this is an excellent kind of combination. If you'll get the Brilliant Brain and the Fatigue to Fabulous, it's a good way to start healing post-traumatic stress. But, you know, what I'd really love to recommend is that you, on the website, go to Contact Us, or you can send an email to me at info@julierenee.com. I'll get it. And inquire about our 1 days. And you'll see on the website, julierenee.com, there'll be a nice explanation of what happens on the 1 days. And you can sign up there. But, you know, I'd prefer that you call and set a 20-minute free appointment with me. And let's talk about getting you into your 100% healthy experience and really having perception, which is part, the first and most important part of the blueprint, working for you and really helping you to live a life in the Garden of Eden. You know, years ago, I was pondering something very difficult, a very, very difficult decision. I was leaving an abusive husband, and I was very, very devoutly Christian, and really that wasn't an option. But I was in sadness every day of my life, and I read this book that helped me really make a better choice for myself, which is that it's you know, it's against yourself to stay in a place. It's like it's a Christian book. So it said, you're sinning if you're staying in a place where you can't be in joy and celebration every day. And I hesitate to use the word sin because I don't think that the words that we connect with it are actually what was meant, but that you're going against yourself by staying in a place where you can't experience joy every day. And so if you can see that it's possible for you to get well and really to experience a level of joy that you experienced before the stress, this is an opportunity for you to do that in whatever way you want to do that, you know, whatever way you want to explore that. I'd say one more thing is to really look at the information that's stored in the nervous system and what's actually triggering the stress. So if you're doing this project on your own, to really research what are the negative connotations that are bringing the stress up, and see if you can turn that around, whether you can release it by doing clearings or, you know, contact me. I really do care about you. I want you to experience joy and celebration every day. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening to 100% Healthy. We'll be back on Thursday for another show. In the meantime, I wish you blessings and love on your day of transformation. Thank you so much, and blessings to you.